Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. We made it. End of the week. Getting ready for a weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night at Kettle of Fish in the Village here in New York City, Cheesehead TV meetup extraordinaire. Each and every time the Packers play the Giants or the Jets, we always do a nice fun meetup there at Kettle. Going to be a good time tomorrow night. If you're in the area, I hope to see you. And then on Sunday, yes, yours truly will be in attendance when the Green Bay Packers take on the New York Football Giants, who are, let's put it charitably, reeling. Not just having just fired their coach, but lost their young superstar quarterback to a concussion. Jackson Dart officially listed as out for Sunday's game. Jameis Winston will get the nod at QB for Big Blue. The Packers, relatively healthy comparatively. The Giants have a bunch of other guys will miss this game. The Packers, taking a look at our injury report from ThetaCare, looking relatively healthy, looking pretty darn good. Golden listed as questionable. We'll see. I suspect probably another week away. Lucas Van Ness, who returned to practice on a limited basis, also listed as questionable, along with Savion Williams, who's dealing with that foot injury. The only player ruled out on a Friday is Nate Hobbs. So, on balance, that's a pretty good butcher's bill heading into any game, but particularly a game that the Packers definitely need to win. And I know there's been a lot of talk this week about the offense, or lack thereof, against the Eagles and what they need to do to get it right and what their approach should be or what their approach might be. Man, I do not care. At this point, they need a reset. The entire vibe around this team can change in an instant if they just get a victory. And it doesn't matter if it's a hard-fought 10-3 victory or if it's a 35-0 victory. As long as it's a victory, we can go in on Monday and be happy and getting ready for a showdown with the Vikings the following week. But, man, yeah, I've seen a lot of hand-wringing, doom-mongering, a whole lot of portending of bad things to come if the Packers, you know, look a certain way in this game. Man, I don't care. I don't care how they do it. I don't care what the process is. Just get a victory. And look, this is a game that, yes, sets up for the Packers to win. There's zero doubt about that. I've said, but try to straight, you know, shoot straight with you guys. And each and every week I tell you, this is a team the Packers should beat, right? I knew the game against the Eagles would be tough. The Packers played them tough. This is a game the Packers should win, without question, given everything the Giants are dealing with, where the Packers are playing, especially on the defensive side of the ball, obviously. But the Packers should, for the first time in a long time, be able to run the ball against this team. And I know no one wants to hear it. Everyone's ready for Jordan Love to get unleashed. But I do think, yeah, they'll probably run the ball a lot in this game, and they should be able to. Whatever the approach, whatever the case, just win the game. That is paramount this week. Not saying it's a must win, not saying it's over if they lose, but it ain't going to be pretty if they do. Let's put it that way. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone commenting, chiming in. So good to see everybody. You guys know the drill. I got to say hello and give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. They say defense wins championships. In life, ThetaCare is your first line of defense against illness and injury. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Stay in the game. Proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV, ThetaCare.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at thetacare.org/heart.
All right, folks, let's get to it. Your comments, questions, ready for this nonsense. Let's do it, Ed. What's going on, man? High anxiety, only this ain't no comedy. Really want this to be a team win. Talent is there. Go, Pack, go. And I'm glad you said that. You're right. The talent is there. You know, man, you come off a couple losses, especially a tough one like on Monday night, and you start kind of getting into a headspace that this team is bereft of talent. At least that's what you would think reading some of the coverage online. Yes, there is a ton of talent on this team. And I do think this will be a complete team victory. That is the hope. Let's go. Sam, what's up? Man, Aaron Ripkowski wouldn't let this offense be so inconsistent. True, right up until, got into the NFC Championship game down in Atlanta. I'm just saying, why you got to bring up bad memories? Course you didn't, I did, but that's where my head immediately goes when you say Aaron Ripkowski. No fault of his, it's just one of the biggest plays, you know. Tough stuff. Steven, how are you, man? If they want to put Bo Melton in as a receiver in crucial situations, make sure he gets plenty of reps in practice. Sounds like he has been this week, Steven. I don't doubt for a moment that he got plenty of reps last week, but you know, that's certainly going to be something to watch for in this game as far as who's in there on certain downs and, like you say, got to have it situations. I suspect we're going to see more of him, though, especially with Golden as questionable. Decent chance that he might still not be able to go. Got to think he'll probably see some more Golden on Sunday. What else we got here, folks? Whoa, Bob, what's up, man? Took a plane to New York this AM to go to the game, and I wasn't the Lone Ranger making the trip from Wisconsin. Go Pack Go. Fantastic, Bob. I hope we'll see you at Kettle of Fish tomorrow night. If you're in the area, come on out, man. Kettle of Fish on Christopher Street. Kicking off at 7 o'clock. I'll be there probably till about, 9 or 10 or so, but always a good time there. Patrick really puts it on, and it's a great spot for anybody coming to the game. We try to do it every year before the night they play in New York. Always a good time. Hope to see you there, man. And welcome to New York. Marcus, what's up, man? I hear you, dude. I feel this comment. I really do. Why do all these analysts shit on Jordan Love so much? Week 2, he was MVP. In week 9, he's just playing bad player is what I'm reading now. These guys are clowns. Yes, it is very, very cyclical as far as if a guy's playing well, you're going to hear all sorts of guys blowing smoke up his butt. And if he plays poorly, then he's a bum. I kind of made this observation on Twitter the other day. I was like, hell, you need to go back to week 2. As recently as their Pittsburgh game 3 weeks ago, he has 20 completions in a row, right? And they score 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And literally the next morning on ESPN and all the shouty shout shows, it was Jordan Love has catapulted himself or put himself in the conversation for MVP. Now you fast forward two games later, Jordan Love's a bum, man. I always thought Jordan Love was bad. Jordan Love's terrible. The Packers aren't going to do anything with Jordan Love. That's why Cheesehead TV exists, so you don't have to listen to nonsense like that. And I'm not saying, I get it, man. It's like everywhere you go online. Like, I don't watch ESPN, but I'm cognizant of all those clips because they get retweeted and put in your feeds, and they're in every algorithm. You can't escape it if you're a sports fan of any kind, right? So, yeah, I get it. It is annoying as hell. But that's, what you got to do in that business. You got to shut that stuff out, and the good ones to great ones do, and just come back the next week and perform. And I suspect Jordan will. Jordan's one of the best quarterbacks in this league. That's all you need to know. It's pretty easy. Mark, Chris Canty, the most mediocre player in the NFL, calling Jordan Love bad. Dude, stop talking. Look, I don't think Chris Canty was that bad, right? But, they're paid to have opinions, and then there's a producer most likely before the show, because I literally, this is true, when I used to work at Bleacher Report and we were just kind of building the video group there, they were always talking about how we got to have a debate and someone's got to take the other side. Dude, I used to do videos like week after week where it was like, okay, who wants to take this side, and no one wanted it because it was a dumb fucking argument. So I would go, yeah, fine, and then you'd have to come up with an argument just for the video. It's like, and I'm not saying, I'm sure Canty believes what he's saying, but like, that's sometimes how that sausage gets made, right? So yeah, just set that shit to ignore. It's so tiresome, no question. Michael, how are you, man? I was 11 during the 1996 season, and I was 100% we'd win the Super Bowl. Was that youthful optimism or the general sentiment of Packers fans? Oh, Michael, I've talked about this very often. I was a freshman at North Carolina School of the Arts in 96. I will never, ever forget driving down to Winston-Salem and watching them on Monday Night Football against the Eagles. And I think it was like two or three weeks into the season. I want to say like week three. And I've told the story a million times. I know many of you probably know what I'm about to say, but they threw a wheel route to Edgar Bennett up the right sideline for a big gain, like 30 yards or something. And at that moment, I said out loud to nobody because I was watching it by myself, but I said out loud, we're going to the Super Bowl and we're going to win this fucking thing. Like, we're winning the Super Bowl. And even when the middle of the season happened and they dropped a couple games and guys got hurt, you know, they had to get Andre Rison later in the season, blah, blah, blah. You just knew they were the best team in the league. It was just, there was no question about it, you know, and like, that's just not the NFL anymore. It is not that way in 2025. It hasn't been that way in a while, right? But yeah, in 96, I think most people understood that the Packers were the best team, and it was about, could they survive kind of that dip in the middle and or the injuries they had to deal with? But, you know, you hear it all the time. They're number one offense, number one defense. Literally, at the end of the year, they were ranked number one in both sides of the ball, and they had Desmond Howard doing his magic on returns. So, yeah, it was always kind of felt fated, certainly, right from the start of that season. Hell, if I remember right, Sports Illustrated put them on the cover as, oh, this is the team that's going to win the Super Bowl, or at least they said they were going to meet the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You know, everybody knew the Packers were just great that year, no doubt. Joe, what's up, man? Has the transition from running Aaron Jones outside zone to Josh Jacobs inside taken away from the overall design of the offense? It's a very good question. And I won't say from, quote, the design of the offense as a whole, but I will say it's robbed them of what made them so good down the stretch in 2023. Because, you know, what they did so well week after week, kind of like the final five or six games of that season, was, it's not even really the illusion of complexity, but it was making everything look the same and defenses having no clue what to key on. They were so effective in outside zone, which allowed them then to either boot Love out the back of that and find something on the backside or present the ball, right? You show the defense the ball, they converge on Aaron Jones, and then you pull it and just do a classic drop back play action. All that's out the window now because you can still do, you know, ride the ball down the lane, so to speak, out of play action. And you've seen that be successful. Funnily enough, Jordan did it on a play. I think it was third and long there at the end of the Eagles game where he goes play action. But, you know, no one thinks you're going to run it there. But sometimes it's just about rhythm. And that's where I think you can still utilize play action for rhythm in your offense and for your quarterback in particular. But yeah, the 2023 stuff, the outside zone stuff, that's all gone. You saw a couple of plays on Monday night are a perfect example of why they can't do it and why they don't do it. They tried to run one particular play. It was a first down. They tried to run outside zone towards their left, and that's behind Aaron Banks. And Banks gets absolutely smoked off the line. Jacobs gets, you know, brought down for a loss of 3 yards, I think it was. And now you're in second and 13, and you're behind the sticks. You know, they're not zone guys. They're not. So as much as I want them to lean into that kind of thing, it's just not, they're not built for it. Now, you should still be able to generate stuff out of the gun. Hell, you can still be under center and generate play action, like traditional drop back play action. But the things that made them so lethal in 2023 are just not available to them now because of how they're configured up front. Nicholas, what's up, man? Isn't our style on offense the same as what teams are using against us? And I think it's perfect for defending Winston as well. Nicholas, I'm not quite sure what you mean. Unless you are talking about having a shell over the top and keeping everything in front of you, that kind of thing. Although they have started to break from that a little bit these last couple of weeks. They've been utilizing Xavier McKinney down near the line of scrimmage a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, ultimately the Packers want you to try to use as many, you know, downs as possible. Long graded drives are going to get off the field at some point on a third and long, or you're going to make a mistake. That's kind of the approach on most defenses these days. I mean, the NFL is just filled with teams playing both two high shell and cover three and keeping everything in front of them, rally and tackle and get off the field, you know. Marcus Nags, any word on Jaden? He's been seen at practice. He's working on the side. He has not started. He has not officially started practicing. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I still suspect it'll be a couple weeks, but the fact that he's out there running around at all is great. Still, like I said, not officially starting to practice yet. Once he does, they have 21 days to activate him to the roster. I suspect it'll be after Thanksgiving. That's total guesswork on my part, but that's where I think that's probably going to happen. Joseph, how are you, man? Keyshawn looked really good with the ball in his hands on the recovery. Definitely not a good idea to have him on the kickoff return. Scratch my head. Man, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with all the stuff on special teams because none of it makes sense. You know, the only thing that makes sense and is working is Daniel Whelan. Everything else is ridiculous, and I don't understand why they're doing any of it. I mean, literally. Like, to this day, I know they Hardman just signed with the Bills to their practice squad, but, like, to this very moment, I'll never understand cutting Hardman and putting and settling for Romeo Doubs as your returner. I'll never understand that. That makes no, it makes zeros. It makes negative sense. And that's just one decision on teams. I don't know. I don't understand anything they're doing when it comes to special teams. I just don't. What else we got here, folks? Dale, good afternoon. How are you? Bob, so who does Corey want to kick? He doesn't want anyone to kick. He wants kicking eliminated. He wants kickers gone from the league. That's who Corey wants to kick. Oh, Jeff, that's hard. If we kept our receipt, can we get a refund for Banks? Yikes. Man, yeah, Banks has been pretty much, I'm not going to say a disaster, but certainly a pretty big mistake at this point. Now, there are still 8 games to go. That's half a season, essentially, right? Maybe he turns it around. Maybe they start mauling people. Maybe he finds something, gets into a groove here in the back half of the season and starts killing it. You know, he has been fighting injuries for most of the first half of the season. Maybe he gets right and starts killing it. Obviously, as Packers fans, you got to hope for that, right? But yes, up to date, what he's put on the field. I want to say there was like a two and a half week stretch where it looked like maybe he was kind of putting it together, but his last couple games have been rough. The whole first half of the season's been pretty rough. It's, yeah, very, very disappointing. No question about it. Let's see what else we got. That's not good. Yeah, no, he's killing me. Yeah, he's killing the offense, too. That's the most, you know, damning part. The green, I love it. Oh, the days we had a return game. It's crazy. It's crazy. They haven't had a punt return for a TD since Micah Hyde was back there, man. Micah Hyde. Remember that? Micah Hyde, Will Blackman, Desmond Howard. We used to have returners, man. Now we're like, returners? Who needs a stinking returner? Scott, Hobbs gone after year one. I read his contract is structured in a way where this could happen. It could, but again, it's half a season at this point, and he's been injured for most of it. So I'd be surprised if they just cut bait, you know, let him get right the back half of this season and see what happens here in his last kind of, maybe when he gets back, 7-6 games, you know? I know everyone's like, this guy sucks, he's got to go. But it is a long season, and B, guys can improve. Guys can find their niche in your program, you know? Everyone will get rid of Eric Stokes, and now he's over there with the Raiders killing it, you know? I just ask for a little patience. Like, yes, could they get out of the contract? Absolutely. Will they? Let's see how he plays the rest of the year. Maybe he turns it around. We'll see. What else we got? The O-line is the foundation of everything, and if Matt can't fix that, it will be really tough. Yeah, and sometimes you just got to coach the team you have. And that's what I keep kind of preaching, and that's the drum I keep banging. It's like, you know, I get you want to do certain things on offense, but if your offensive line, which is the engine of, you know, the engine of your offense and making everything go, you know, that's 100% what you got to fix as far as how you're approaching it. You know, you can't do things that your line's incapable of doing. I mean, you can if you want to just define insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, regardless of result. Yeah, that's kind of how that works. Dan. Nags, I wouldn't call warming the bench niche. Yeah, he got benched, right? And now, hopefully he gets right because he's been injured. And then he comes back and hopefully plays better. You know who else got benched? Eric Stokes. And then when he came back, you know what he did? He played in the dime. And he was really good as their dime back in 2024. And then guess what? He hit free agency, goes out to Vegas and plays for the Raiders and is now playing really good ball. You know, it's like not everything is automatic. Not everything happens right away. And sometimes it does take a little while for things to shake out, and either good or bad, you know? Just got to have a little patience. That's all I ask. Klaus, what's up, man? We could use some music and cream ale. Interesting. I've got both.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. That's good stuff. Good stuff right there. Oh, my goodness. Bob says, the only thing predictable in this league is unpredictability. You are very, very correct. And that's why we watch, right? Look, this is a game, like I said, on Sunday, the Packers should win this. I don't care how they do it. Just, you know, going to New York, get a win, get home, get ready for the Vikings. That's how this should play out. Vin, what's up? Hoping this offense can figure it out, make a run. I'll be at MetLife Sunday. Bring the carry the G, Nags. Go Pack, go. That's what it is. Hey, if you see me in the parking lot before the game, I will be wandering around, and I will have some carry the G with me. So give me a shout. You can get a carry the G. How can we get carry the G in the kettle? We can't, Cheesehead. We've tried. We did talk to a distributor here in New York last offseason. But understandably, you know, no New York distributor wants to deal with some niche Packers beer, you know, that undoubtedly will sit in their warehouse for a long time until football season rolls around. And even then, there's only a handful of bars that will probably want to buy it. So, yeah, and if you are a New York operator, if you own a bar in New York, you have to go through a distributor. You cannot buy. It's against the law to buy direct, so... It's probably never going to happen, but it remains a dream. Definitely. I know Patrick's down to do it. It's just maybe we smuggle one or two in tomorrow night. I didn't say that into a microphone. I would never. All right, buddy. I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please join Corey for watch party on Sunday. Give him some support because I know he's nervous about doing watch party all on his own. Give him some love. Be here for watch party. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.